KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden says it's a sign that the Pentagon's reforms on reporting sexual harassment or assaults are working.
I'm proud that for the first time in nearly a decade, rates of sexual assault and harassment are within active duty forces are down. They're down. That's because of your leadership.
He's referring to a new survey that shows a report in the number of reported sexual assaults and a significant reduction in the number of service members who say they've experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact since the last survey 2 years ago. The president and former President Trump have agreed to two debates, the first next month on CNN. The second debate will be in September on ABC. It could be a stormy night across the plains with a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandle until 10 p.m. Central Time. Stocks closed at record highs as investors reacted to an encouraging consumer price index. This is ABC News. Magician David Copperfield is facing new and renewed sex assault allegations.
16 women say they were assaulted by David Copperfield. The allegations published by the UK news outlet The Guardian, which says the dates of the claims range between the 1980s and 2014. More than half involve women who are underage at the time, and the magician is accused of drugging and assaulting at least three of the women. Copperfield's lawyers say the claims are false. Many of them have been made before and were investigated by U.S. law enforcement, resulting in no charges. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A shift of the winds should help push an out-of-control wildfire away from Canada's oil sands hub of Fort McMurray, Alberta. It's according to officials who say some evacuated residents may soon be able to return. A fever is sidelining the Preakness favorite, Muff. The horse was supposed to be one of two running for the two-time Triple Crown winning trainer, Bob Baffert. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Hier and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers clobber the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The ball game started out tight. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. Sal Frelick comes to the plate, lays down a bunt.
Got a guy on first, and obviously the score was, you know, we hadn't scored yet, so I thought, you know, him falling off the base there to third would be a good opportunity for me to try to get on base there, and I thought that was the best play there, and glad it worked out.
Later, Frelick would be one of five Brewers with home runs today. Churio, 441 feet. Ortiz, Contreras, Sanchez, Final score, the Brewers 10, the Pirates 2. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
I like this team a lot. I just love the guys. You know, I don't know how good we are, but I'm not worried about comparing us. I'm just worried about guys are not coasting.
Next, the Brewers head on a three-city road trip, their longest of the season. NFL, schedules coming out. The Packers learning they're playing on Thanksgiving for a second year in a row. This time, though, in Green Bay in prime time against the Miami Dolphins. From AmFam Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low temps fall down to the mid-40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow with showers and even a few thunderstorms, high in the low 70s. Sunny and much warmer Friday, up to the mid-70s for a high. Currently at 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Tom Allball Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Tower number two of this Wednesday edition of Nightlight, where we have, we're talking sports and comedy tonight. And we are asking the question, if money were no object, what city would you visit? It's International Cities Day. From the 608, Ross says, I'd stay in Madison, Wisconsin. Good food and good beer. Good music, good environment. Access to, help me out there, Conrad. Bucolic? What is that word? I don't think I've heard that word before. I was an English major, and I don't think I know that word.
Bucolic?
Take a memo. We need to Google that. I am not a prude. I don't know. Rob, do you know what bucolic means?
Doesn't it mean like countryside-ish?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
Man, that explains why I was that. Lost. I'm a city guy. I'm an inside guy. I don't understand any. I should know that, though. Relating to the pleasant aspects of the countryside and country life, I can certainly appreciate that. Great text, Ross. Also, Stacy Sue on the text, on watching on the stream, says, I would like to go back to Sweden to see my grandmother's hometown, Lilia, in Lapland. Sometimes people can make stuff up, and I wouldn't even know if it was like an actual city. But I believe Stacy Sue. That's a great answer, too. Two votes for Sweden tonight. No, one for Switzerland. One was Switzerland, one was Sweden.
Yep.
So my guest is Rob Pirovonian, the comedian. Very funny guy. I started doing stand-up probably a little bit before you, Rob, in the 90s or 89.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but we've both made it this far, and we're talking on the radio, so life is good. Steve Segrin says hello, by the way.
Oh, excellent. I just saw, I was out in California and I saw him for the first time in a long time out there. It was great seeing him.
Yeah,
he's one of the funniest dudes out there.
Great.
And he's not even doing stand-up anymore.
I know, he's painting. He's one of these people I hate because he was a great stand-up. He's like Leo Benvenuti did this too. They wrote the Santa Claus and Space Jam. They were great stand-ups. Now Leo's painting. It's like, I can't stand guys like that. They just, whatever they touch turns to gold, and Steve's the same way. It's annoying. Anyway, that's it's good stuff. Where can people see you, Rob? Where can they see you working next or on the World Wide Web?
I do have a lot of stuff, as you saw on YouTube. RobPRocks.com is where I have links to everything. I'm about to release an hour special on YouTube. Producing a new, it's all 11 music videos, funny songs based on or inspired by weird events or lesser known events in U.S. history and American culture. So it's kind of weird, but it's a lot of fun. So that's coming out a week from tonight, actually.
Oh, nice. Rob P. Rocks. Just Google that or .com?
Yeah, robprocks.com.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the easiest place. And then I'm Rob P. Rocks on a lot of like the socials on Instagram. And I try to TikTok, but it's just not my jam. But I put a few things up there.
Okay. I still don't get it either. My wife is all about TikTok. She's like, I saw this thing on TikTok. I'm like, oh, good. Another TikTok thing. Everyone's an expert on TikTok, apparently.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what sours the rest of us from TikTok, is having TikTok videos explained to us instead of just seeing them ourselves, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you still work the road?
Not so much. No, not since the pandemic. I still am trying to find my footing. I know it's been years since like everything was shut down, but right before the pandemic, I was just starting to do some cruises.
Oh.
And I was trying to get it more established in that, but that got shut down for a couple of years and I haven't gone back to that. My road gigs were always in colleges. So as I've gotten older, I think my material doesn't relate as much to younger crowds. You know, I do material about, you know, life angst and career angst. And that's just not something, you know, college kids even know about yet.
So, how about that Nixon, huh?
Although the 90s are having like, you know, a comeback, yeah, you know, retro thing. I could maybe just recycle a lot of my old material.
Yeah, no kidding. My son always says that. He's like, oh, the 90s must have been such a great time, Dad. And I'm like, everything's great when you look back at it. Like, I remember thinking, oh, the 70s. And it's just like when you live through it, you know, these truly are the good old days. You just don't know it yet, you know?
Yeah, it's like I think of those days in Chicago doing comedy and I'm like, was it Chicago or was it just that I was in my 20s and having fun?
You know? Right. Like it was... So do you have a road horror story? Did you like working the road when you did it, or a heckler horror story?
I mostly liked it, but yeah, there were a few really... really good bumps in the road. One specifically, I was doing a show at a college in Virginia and they had a pub on campus, which I thought was going to be great. It's like a pub where they have bands and stuff. It'll be perfect for me. But there wasn't a big crowd except for some frat boys at the bar watching the Final Four, which they wouldn't turn off. So I'm in a corner and there are like maybe eight people watching the show trying to enjoy it. But like these frat guys, I mean, I don't know if they actually were in a fraternity, but that's how they struck me. Right. They just thought it was hilarious that someone was even trying to put on a show while they were enjoying this game. And so they just like hollered at me the whole show. So it wasn't like so much a heckle as just constant, you know, just noise. And after the show, like, and that was, I remember it because that was like the first time where I just sort of put my head down and plowed through an hour of material, played to the eight people that were listening. I'm like, you guys aren't going to stop me from getting my check for this gig.
That's great.
I'm going to pay my rent whether you yell at me or not. So
interesting. You have to do that, right? Because we had an Elton John, I think he went by Conrad, Elton Tom or something like that.
Yeah, it was Elton Tom.
And he said, you know, that's all he does is he sings Elton John songs and he sells out, you know, does pretty well with theaters. But he said he had a show once where there were two people in like a 200 seat theater. And he's like, I'm just going to do my show. And he did it. And one of them happened to be this guy who could book him in every theater. And like, you just really, truly never know who you're performing for, right?
Yeah, and sometimes shows for like a handful of people can be way more fun than a show for a huge crowd that, you know, is not engaged or is like drunk, you know. And
absolutely.
Yeah, some of those college gigs, if they don't promote them on campus that well, like maybe only five people will come and it's like, all right, we're just going to have a fun conversation. I'm going to play some of my bits. And, you
absolutely.
Know, like, we'll get through it.
Who, what comedians working today are you a fan of?
I always liked Ben Bailey, the guy who hosts Cash Cab. Like his stand-up I thought was I think is really good. I'd see him around New York. I don't know how much his stand-up is out there online. I think he works pretty steadily. But I would do shows with him. I met him on the college circuit, but I'd do some shows with him in New York and just thought he was really funny.
What about Chappelle?
I liked his show, the first couple seasons of his show and his early stand-up. The last one I watched was the one that came out right after the George Floyd thing, which wasn't so much a comedy special as it was just kind of a rant, which which was understandable, but I don't think I've seen anything he's done since then. I don't watch a lot at home. I see a lot of the people that are working around New York right now. They're all sort of mid-level. They aren't huge. I like, there's a woman named Aparna Nancherlo. I think she's really funny. Jackie Kashian, who's from Milwaukee. Yeah. She's very really funny. I see her out there. She works pretty steadily.
In New York?
Based in LA, but she tours quite a bit and she has a couple of podcasts, but yeah, I've always dug her work.
Yeah. She's great. I'll have to get her on the show. I forgot about Jackie I forgot about her. I thought she was from Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah, I met her in Minneapolis. I think she was based there for a while, but she's from Milwaukee.
Yeah. Rob, we're going to hear a little more of your stand-up, and then before we let you go, and then I have one more question for you, and you're going to love it. Conrad, let's play the grandpa song. I love that song.
When I was a kid, I really liked oldies. I loved, 50s and 60s music. When I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I loved the Beach Boys. But the Beach Boys songs are all about California and surfing and driving and girls. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Illinois. I was 10 years old. I didn't know anything about California or surfing or cars or girls. So I wanted to try to write a Beach Boys type song about something I might have been able to relate to when I was 10 years old. So here's what I came up with. New glasses in years. Wap, wap, wahoo, wap. Now driving with him is one of my greatest fears. Wap, wap, wahoo. He's yelling at the other drivers like he's insane. I'm in the backseat praying and praying, cause I'm the only one who knows we're in the wrong lane. Driving with Grandpa gives me heart palpitations. Driving with Grandpa, it's all moving violations. Driving with Grandpa, I wanna make it home tonight. A ride with Grandpa always fills me with stress. Wap, wap, wahoo. Cause he stops traffic to yell at the GPS. Wap, wap, wahoo. The right directions it won't show. We asked 3 people, nobody knows. Cause the place we're going closed 8 years ago. Riding with Grandpa. Ooh, riding with Grandpa. Ooh, riding with Grandpa.
Pull over.
Oh, that's funny. That's Rob Perivonian. Check out Rob's stuff at robprocks.com. He's got new stuff coming out. Rob, what was the moment? I have one more question for you. What was the moment, as comedians, everybody thinks, well, I'm funny. Then they have that kind of revelation where they go, yeah, I think I can be funny in front of other people on stage. What was the moment for you where you knew I can do this, or at least I want to try this?
Well, the first time I ever got on stage was in college at a contest for college students. It was my freshman year, and I heard about it that day. And it had never occurred to me to try stand-up, but I had always tried to write funny things in high school and stuff. So I just knew I wanted to try, and I scribbled out a bunch of ideas, and I got on stage. And the moment I got on stage, I had this moment of panic because I realized all I had were premises. I didn't have any actual material.
Or punchlines,
Yeah, so I had one punchline in 4 minutes, and it got a laugh. Everything else, the audience was oh my gosh, does he know how bad this is? And I did. But that one joke was enough to make me try it again the next year when that contest came, and I had a week to prepare, and I actually did. I knew what I needed to write at that point, and I had, out of 5 minutes, I had maybe 3 good minutes, and it was such a rush that, that second time doing it. It was a year between those 2 times, but that second time, that's when, the other comics actually talked to me and told me about open mics in town and stuff. And so that was when I was all right, I'm not as bad as I thought I was last year.
They let you into the brethren, to the brotherhood.
Yeah. That's awesome. When you bomb, they scatter oh, we don't want to get any of that on us.
Rob, thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. Great catching up, and let's do it again soon. Love your stuff. Keep it coming.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you.
Yeah. You too, buddy. Have a great night.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Come see us. That's Rob Perivonian. Very funny. Check out robprocks.com. Great stuff. And that's just he's got so much. There's so much there you can get lost in it. Conrad is going to Rome in 2 days.
Yes.
How do we feel about this? Feel free to send Conrad a text, folks. Let him know he'll be missed. And let us know where you want to go in what city. Mike Clemens coming up very soon here on Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are 3 reasons. First, you can save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number 2, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
It is National Chocolate Chip Day, too. That's one of the foods I have trouble passing up. There are warm chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven. I am so in. I'm so in, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Love to eat one of those in an international city where money was no object. I'll tell you that, buddy. So, Kevin Von Erich, I just talked about this yesterday, Iron Claw, the Iron Claw. I really enjoyed it. And he turned 67 today. It's so crazy that in that family, he lost four brothers, one at 5 years old, and the other three all took their own lives, and they were all wrestlers. Crazy. He's 67 now. Good movie. Also, Andy Murray. You know who Andy Murray is, Conrad?
I do not.
He turns 37 today, and he's a tennis player, professional tennis player.
Yeah.
Probably lots of accolades. I know who he is. I don't really follow tennis that well. I'll watch, like, the Open or the Masters or whatever the tennis, what are the tennis championships called? I do like it. I can't, I'm totally blanking right now on the name.
You know who?
The US Open.
I just looked him up.
Yeah.
He looks so much like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he does. He really does. I remember, this is kind of a funny story. I remember hearing Drew Brees. Oh, Drew Brees. He's such a great athlete. He beat Andy Murray at tennis when he was younger. I was
really?
Like, whoa, that's pretty impressive.
You know, that is.
I looked it up. Drew Brees was like 17. Andy Murray was 11. Oh, yeah. Well-rounded athlete. Hey, so George Lucas turns 80 this week. And that guy, love him or hate him, I don't think anybody hates him, but, you know, there are people who are so into Star Wars. And it started kind of when I was a kid. The first one came out, episode 4. And I stuck with him through all the episodes. I like Star Wars. I'm not a crazy Star Wars guy. You are, right, Conrad? You would consider yourself like a big time Star Wars fan, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Chicks love when you talk about Star Wars.
They do. They do.
So my son loves it. All of his friends. It's like the, it's like 80s comedies to this generation. I think everyone I know about your age or even older loves Star Wars. So George Lucas started an incredible, and this is what I always take away from Star Wars. I can't believe what I'm seeing on screen.
Okay.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You know, I might not be totally invested in something, or I might think, oh, this is lame compared to the last one, whatever, but I am in awe of the world he has built.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible filmmaking, even when the movies are not up to par, so to speak. It's unbelievable. So even the Attack of the Clones, and what was the first one? The Phantom Menace, right?
Yeah, yep.
There are scenes in those movies where you're just like, I can't believe what I'm watching. This is amazing. And he's revolutionized effects and all that stuff. So I even watch some of the TV shows. My son will say, hey, Dad, check this out. We'll sit down and watch it. And those are well done. So we have a clip. I let you pick out the Star Wars clips because you're a huge fan. So why don't you pick the clip you want to play and set it up for us?
Yeah, I mean, so basically I just put together a little something from Han Solo because he is my favorite character.
Awesome. He's the best.
He just has so many great one-liners in it, you know. I just put a little something together for him.
All right.
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field controls my destiny. It's all a lot of simple tricks and nonsense.
I gotta find out which cell this princess of yours is in. Here it is, 2187. You go and get her. I'll hold him here.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad up.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak, very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Boring conversation anyway. Luke, we're gonna have company!
That's great.
That is from the A New Hope, and they're trying to rescue Leia.
It's probably,
it's just so funny.
I think he's everybody's favorite character because he added an element of cool to Star Wars.
He did.
It's fine on its own. The story is interesting, but Han Solo just adds, he's the Fonzie of the Star Wars, or you know, he's just great. I love when he says, when they're I think Luke goes in to hire him and he says, it did the something run in under 4 parsecs or something like that. Like, yeah. This kind of a throwaway line. Do you have another one? Let's do another Star Wars
clip. Sure. Yeah. So this one here is Obi-Wan facing General Grievous. And it's just a great, great clip.
Love it.
Hello there.
General Kenobi. You are a bold one. Kill him. I will deal with this Jedi slime myself.
Your move.
You fool. I've been trained in your Jedi arts by Count Dooku. Attack, Kenobi.
That's great.
I just love how you can hear General Grievous. He has 4 lightsabers because he's a robot who trained in Jedi.
Right.
He has 4 arms, so he has 4 lightsabers. Love, you can hear all of them going off.
And again, just the fact that you can create characters that are so different. Like when you go into that Star Wars bar, everything looks different. Every character, I mean, you just have to appreciate the attention to detail.
Yeah.
In the art department, and all of that is an extension of George Lucas as the creator of the franchise. From the 608, Robert says, didn't George Lucas create a galaxy far, far away, not a world?
Great point.
Robert's playing lawyer ball here. Yeah, I guess he did. All right. Nice. I'll take the loss on that one, Robert. Rejoice. From the 707, Sherry from Northwest Coast, California says, Conrad, we had a wonderful time in Italy and Rome. Our kids were stationed there 21 years ago, but my husband and I thoroughly enjoyed it. 21 years ago. Wow. By the way, Ireland was spectacular too. His family had migrated here from there. Have a wonderful trip. Does that make you feel loved, Conrad?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like the woman at the gas station I was at earlier. Sherry also said, yeah, Sherry says, enjoy. From the 814, Jameson checks in and says, I'm not sure where you're headed in Italy or if you're doing any driving. If so, go to Siena. It's the most beautiful walled-in city, rich heritage. They do a crazy bareback horse race each year. I assume that means no saddles, not the people. For the glory or the particular neighbor in the city, it was the James Bond film Quantum of Solace. Insane. They truck in millions of pounds of sand to the square. Eat at Ristorante El Mangina. Mangia. Got that, Conrad? You taking notes? And get the fried zucchini. Get the fried zucchini blossoms. That sounds awesome. Don't be afraid to stay up late. Drink European beer and locals in chat. You won't regret it. Great suggestions for the kid, Conrad Krieger. When we come back, Mike Clemens joins us. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden says it's a sign that the Pentagon's reforms on reporting sexual harassment or assaults are working.
I'm proud that for the first time in nearly a decade, rates of sexual assault and harassment
are within active duty forces are down. They're down. That's because of your leadership.
He's referring to a new survey that shows a report in the number of reported sexual assaults and a significant reduction in the number of service members who say they've experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact since the last survey 2 years ago. The president and former President Trump have agreed to two debates, the first next month on CNN. The second debate will be in September on ABC. It could be a stormy night across the plains with a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles until 10 p.m. Central Time. Stocks closed at record highs as investors reacted to an encouraging consumer price index. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call Tuesday's session an election year gimmick. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Marvel train keeps on rolling, this time with Nicolas Cage. Cage will play an older version of Spider-Man in a new live-action show called Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. The 60-year-old actor plays a PI who is down on his luck while trying to come to terms with his past as Spider-Man and New York City's only superhero. The show is being adapted from the Marvel comic Spider-Man Noir. I like the PI angle, but trying to wrap my head around a Spider-Man with a gut and saggy man boobs who pulls a muscle every time he has to spin a web. Speaking of Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, or Thor, is tired of actors bad-mouthing Marvel Studios, saying it's not fair to want to be in a Marvel film and then bash it if it doesn't do well. Hemsworth was too classy to mention names. The New York Post was not. Christian Bale and Anthony Hopkins. Hemsworth talked about how much it hurt getting hate from directors like Scorsese, Coppola, and Tarantino, who he calls heroes. You see the irony? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low temps fall down to the mid-40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow with showers and even a few thunderstorms, high in the low 70s. Sunny and much warmer Friday, up to the mid-70s for a high. It's 60 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Bathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. Check it out. It is a really fun little joint. Great atmosphere, great beer, great company. Lots of fun at the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison. So we've got some more. Sherry is concerned about your trip, Conrad. That's all I'll say. She says, from the 707, Sherry, Northwest Coast, California. Okay, come on. I would never be that woman at the gas station. Did I insinuate that she was? Never.
No.
No. But she's and then she sent a laughing emoji. So I know we're in the clear. Tony Zimmerman says, Mike Clemens is the best. Agreed, Tony. Do we have Mike?
We do not.
We heard from Mike. Mike might be busy. Tony, you might have to take a rain check on Mike Clemens. We'll see. Hopefully he'll call in, but we're not sure if we'll have him or not yet. I did want to ask him. Here's my big question. And Conrad, you are a resident of the city of Green Bay now. Maybe you can help me with this. On Mike's sports report tonight, he said 250,000 people are expected in Northeast Wisconsin for the draft next year.
Yeah.
How is that going to happen?
You know, just looking at what happened in Detroit this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of work, like, you know, months prior to it.
Right.
Being able to get that many people in Green Bay, I don't know.
I don't. I mean, honestly, Green Bay has like 100,000 people.
Yeah.
It's probably what 300,000 to 400,000 people in the Fox Valley, maybe 500,000 people total. There's gonna be people staying in Milwaukee. I mean, Minneapolis. Not Minneapolis is probably too far, but I would imagine within 100 miles, you're going to have people needing a place to stay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You got an extra room?
I got a couch.
You got a couch? Mino's got bunk beds. You got a couch. I got a back seat in my car. We'll figure it out. And I wanted to ask him about the Packer draft class too. Tony says he travels a lot. He does, Tony, but he calls us from all over the place, but he might've just gotten busy, or maybe he's breaking a story, but we'll figure it out. Robert from McFarland says, are you guys going to try and make money by Airbnb-ing your places? That's a Conrad question.
I unfortunately cannot do that, but...
What do you mean? Oh, it's like a rule in your apartment complex? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Unfortunately. Otherwise, I definitely would.
Yeah, why not? I mean, people pay to have people park on their lawns for Packer games, yeah. Right?
If I could, I would do that and just go straight to my brother's house.
How much would you charge people to have your apartment?
You know, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $2,000 a night.
$2,000 a night?
No, I'm just kidding.
For the NFL draft. Wow.
I mean, you probably could price it that much because everywhere around here is going to be crazy.
People are going to pay. Absolutely. Is it going to be actually at Lambeau Field, you know?
I believe it's going to be inside. Yeah.
On the field?
Yeah, I believe so.
That'll look really cool, actually. That should be a really fun event. All right. So we may or may not have Mike. We'll figure it out. Mike's busy. That's totally fine. He's one of the hardest working men in show business and sports. They don't call him Mike Clemens Sports for nothing. So here's what we're going to do. We have, we kind of have a Friends theme going this week. We had, Heather Heil was here last night. She misled us into thinking she was a big Friends fan and then chose to chastise my hatred for Ted Lasso instead of taking our Friends quiz. So Conrad put the Friends quiz together.
Yep.
I'm going to take the Friends quiz, and we'll see how I do. I'm fairly confident that I will not embarrass myself, but we'll see. I have a 3 handicap when it comes to Friends quizzes. So,
okay, so you want me to leave a little pause for the multiple choice, right?
Yeah, let me see if I can get it outright, and if I can't, then give me the multiple choice. But we'll try it outright first.
All right. So what did Rachel accidentally do to Miss Zellner during her job interview at Ralph Lauren?
What was the other character's name?
Mr. Zellner.
Kissed him.
Yes.
Yes. That's a funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
She just goes in for a kiss and just completely freaks out. That's so funny.
Okay.
All right.
So one for one.
I'm feeling very bucolic right now. I don't know if you knew that. I feel like I'm in a prairie or a glen, if you will. I'm in the zone. Okay.
This one might stump you. All right.
All right. Let me know. Bring it on.
So what fine ingredients were not in Rachel's iconic Thanksgiving trifle?
Wait, what was the second word? What blank ingredients? I didn't catch that word.
What were the ingredients that Rachel missed in the iconic Thanksgiving trifle?
Chocolate? Wait, give me the multiple choice.
Yeah. So A, ladyfingers and jam. B, beef with peas and onions. C, raisins and walnuts. And D, bananas and custard.
I mean, the ladyfingers, I guess.
No. Do you remember what she... The pages stuck together, so she accidentally put beef, peas, and onions in it. The thing she missed was raisins and walnuts.
Oh, that's funny.
I probably should have worded that a little bit better, but... Yeah,
it was a little clunky, but I probably should have gotten it. Let's both take part of the blame for that. Okay.
You know, I'll give you half a point for that.
All right, sweet. One ding. All right.
All right. Joey and Phoebe found Tag's sweater in Rachel's apartment. What color was the sweater?
I need the multiple choice.
So this was they were thinking that Tag was the father of Rachel's baby.
And they found a sweater in her apartment.
Yep.
And you're asking me what color it was.
Yes.
All right. Lay it on me.
So it's A, green, blue, B, C, red, D, yellow.
So for some of them, you're saying the color, then the letter, then you go letter, then color. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't mean it.
It's like trying to throw me off. Give him one more time. Give me the color.
So it's A, green, B, blue, C, red, D, yellow.
When in doubt, Charlie out. C, red.
It is.
Wow, look at that. Bring it. All right. Two for two. What am I, 2.5 for 3?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What was Gunther's job before he worked at Central Perk?
He was Bryce on All My Children. I just saw that one recently with Joey.
Such
walks
a good
in.
Episode.
Joey walks in and says, "Hey, Gunther, they just killed him off, right?" The soap opera when he was Drake Bramore, and he says, "Hey, Gunther, can I get a lemonade?" Gunther says, "Lemonade? You okay, man?" Gunther was hilarious.
Yes, he was.
My favorite character, maybe. All right, 3.5 for 4.
All right.
Crushing it.
How did Monica and Rachel convince Mr. Trieger not to kick them out for illegally subletting their apartment?
Joey messed up.
Yep.
And Trieger, he ended up helping Trieger learn how to dance. Because he had to go to the custodian's ball or something like that. Yeah. 4.5 for 5.
Yeah.
God, if I could monetize this, I'd be all set.
All right.
All right.
What was the name of the first restaurant Monica was head chef at?
If you tell me, I'll know. It's Taylor Negron is the actor. He was a comedian, but I can't remember the name of it. Give me the choices again.
So it's A, Alessandro's. B,
that's it. Alessandro's.
It is.
Yes. All right. 5.5 out of 6.
Okay. Who was Chandler trapped in an ATM vestibule
with? Jill Goodacre. That's one of my favorite episodes of all time.
It's so funny.
She's my favorite supermodel of all time, too. And I love her on that episode.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, I love when people are famous, but they're okay going away at some point. They don't have to keep reinventing themselves and doing things that just embarrass themselves. Like Kim Kardashian, like Jill Goodacre, she was good on that episode.
Yeah.
And she came across as just really cool. I think America fell in love with Jill Goodacre when Chandler was locked in the vestibule with her.
Didn't he get a piece of gum and then started choking on it?
Yes. And he picked it up. He spit it out. No, she gave him the Heimlich maneuver. He spit the gum out, and then he said, "Play it cool" or something, and he picked up the wrong piece of gum and put it in his mouth. You know, my favorite line in that episode is when she says, "Would you like some gum?" And he says, "Is it sugarless?" And then he says under his breath, "I loathe myself." So great. All right. I'm still crushing. I got 6.5 for 7. Wrong. Okay, here we go.
All right. When Joey and Chandler got robbed, what did they replace the furniture with?
When Joey and Chandler got robbed, A canoe.
Yes.
Yes. That's when Joey got locked in the...
What was it?
The entertainment center.
That he made.
That he made, and it was humongous. And my buddy Mark Unger played the guy that locked him in. He put the hockey stick and locked him in. That was so great. Oh, that's funny. All right, what am I, 7.5 or 8?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, what was Chandler allergic to, but not actually allergic, just scared?
I know he doesn't like Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I mean, I need the choices, please.
So, A, cats, B, birds, C, snakes, or D, dogs?
Birds.
No.
No, what is it?
Dogs.
Really?
Yep.
What's the rationale?
So, Phoebe was taking care of a dog and secretly was hiding it in Monica and Chandler's apartment.
Oh, that's one of the old... See, yeah. I don't know the newer ones as well. All right, you stumped me. That was legit.
All right, so 7.5 out of 9. All right. In the episode with the flashback at Thanksgiving, what body part did Monica accidentally cut off of Chandler?
His toe.
But
pinky toe.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Boom.
8.5.
8.5 out of 10.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. What was Richard Burke's job?
I know his kid was an eye doctor because Monica almost dated the kid, yep, too. And everyone was like, ew. I'll say he was.
I can give you the.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, do that.
So A is sheriff. B is chef.
He's the sheriff of Manhattan.
Okay, C is eye doctor and D is circus clown.
Eye doctor.
Yeah.
That was a softball. The circus clown and the. That's great.
9.5 out of 11.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Which one of Monica's boyfriends wanted to be a UFC fighter?
Oh, it was played by John Favreau.
Yep.
His name was Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete. That was funny.
I'll give you that. Do you know the last name? I'll give you
Becker.
It. Yes.
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 I saw that within the last year.
So 10.
Pete Becker. That's right.
8.5 out of 12.
Is that it?
Got a couple more.
Okay.
But these are just quotes.
So I have to say who said them?
Yep.
Okay. Listen, if you want to text in, read the quote, because this is Jameson's idea, and I like this. Sometime we need to get a few callers on when you say we say our name to buzz in and play Friends Trivia. Would be fun. Let's do this. Read the quote. We'll give people a chance to text in and see if they know who said it. And if you want to get in, if you want to take a guess at who said the quote, text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can call. We'll take your call, too. But let's let you guys get in on the fun, too. All right. Lay it on me, Stretch.
All right. How long do cats live? Like, assuming you don't throw them under a bus or something.
I like that quote. I think I know who said it. Texters, we will defer to you on this. If you know it, please feel free to chime in. Silent J says, hey, Pete. Hey, Silent J, watching on the stream. Good to have you, buddy. Tony Zimmerman reminds us that Mike Clemens travels a lot. We got to get a quiz together for Mike Clemens.
Yeah, we do.
Is that what we got to do? Bridget from the 818 says, 18 years. What was the question again, Conrad? Was she? I don't think she's referring to the question.
No.
Okay. So. See, that's the problem. We ask so many questions. We get so many great texts. I can't remember what I asked. All right. So chime in. Let us know. Read the quote one more time.
So it's how long do cats live? Like, assuming you don't throw them under a bus or something.
And the question is, who said that quote from the Friends cast?
Yeah.
All right. We'll figure that out next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. So great to have you guys with me on a Wednesday night. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Raspberry Beret was released on this day, 1985. That's like, Prince is like one of those guys, like, the first time I think I heard that song, I was like, oh, this is kind of a weird sound. And then he just, like, princes it up, and it's awesome. And it's like one of those songs I can't turn off now, even though Conrad just turned it off. I love that song. Coming up tomorrow night on the show, producer John Davies will be here. John produced, I want to say it was At the Movies or Siskel and Ebert. He was had a long career producing TV. I can't wait to talk to him. He's got a couple new documentaries out we'll discuss. Brittany Merlot will be here tomorrow night as well to talk about Tick Season. That kind of, just hearing that kind of already ruined my summer. Because I can't even, I hate the idea of having a tick so much just because of Lyme disease. You know, yeah. They don't hurt. They don't really, you don't even feel it, but you can, they can give you a really debilitating disease. And so we'll talk to Brittany about ticks. Then Friday on the show, Bruce Jarko will be here. Bruce has a show about Wisconsin. He's a New Yorker who is a Second City trained actor and a phenomenal actor. And he and his wife, Nancy, wrote a show about Wisconsin. And we'll discuss that with Bruce on Friday night. And Terry Barr will be here as well. You will miss Terry Friday night, Conrad.
And guess what? Terry will actually be live from a Willie Nelson concert.
Oh, you know what? My niece offered to get tickets for all of us to go to Willie Nelson. And I was like, well, I've got to do the show. And I was like, 2 days ago, Willie Nelson is 90. I have to see Willie Nelson before he dies. And next week on the show, Charlie Behrens. That will be fun to talk to Charlie. Yeah. I've actually never met Charlie. So I'm very excited to meet him on the radio. It'll be fun. The creator of the Manitowoc Minute and a whole bunch of really, really funny stand-up comedy. It'll be good to talk to Charlie next week. All right. So we did our question right before we went to the break.
Yeah.
Conrad, give us a recap. What was the question again?
So how long do cats live? Like, assuming you don't throw them under a bus or something.
Okay.
And what, before you look at any of the text, what is your guess?
Phoebe.
Nope.
I'm wrong?
You are wrong.
Okay. Phoebe is the one who's thought her mom was in the cat. That's why I got confused. That's a very funny episode.
That is a great episode.
And Joey's looking between the cat's legs and he goes, dude, Phoebe's mom has a huge, and Chandler cuts him off and says, let it go. Bridget said 18 years. I'm sure that's in regard to another question we asked. Jameson from Pennsylvania was the first texter in, and it was Jameson's idea. Is this correct? Rachel.
Let me just...
Oh, he's got it. Jameson, well done.
That's when she has the hairless cat.
Oh, that's a... And that's when they're throwing the ball, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the ugliest cat ever.
She's trying to sell the cat on the street. She can't.
That's horrible. I remember that episode. Bridget says, Joey. I'm sorry, Bridget, from the 818. That is not Joey. Good guess, though. Sounds like something Joey would say. Jim from Appleton says, she was answering how long cats live. 18.
Yep.
18 years about Joey said that quote. Yes. Look, listen to our listeners, Conrad. This is incredible. Jim is answering a question for Bridget. They're like cyber connecting through friends. I love that. Wow, Jim is a lot. You think you know friends, dude? Jim knew what Bridget was saying. he got context out of that somehow. From the 920. Oh, Christy Barlamin. Ed, Christy, and Silent J are in the house, and house is capped. So I don't know if that is like the proverbial house or if they have shelter, but either way, I am glad that they are somewhere safe. Christy says, oh, Christy texted me the other day. She was in, okay, so Ed the Diver is from Marinette. Christy and Ed are an item. And she texted me and she says, have you ever eaten at La Cabana? I had a ton of people over my house. It was Mother's Day. But so I didn't see it for a while. And I was like, what the heck? La Cabana. I was like, oh yeah, she's here. La Cabana is a great restaurant in Marinette and probably the cleanest restaurant in Marinette. And delicious food. Great Mexican food. I totally agree, Christy. Bridget says, thanks, Jim. She says, Bridget from the 818 is thanking Jim on our text line. Christy says, foul language. I will not read Christy's text. I don't approve of that kind of language. I don't like the word dork. It has no place in civilized society. Thank you. Next, Christy. She says, like in unit 218. Now she just told everybody where she lives. Well done. But Silent J is there. Silent J will open a can of whoop ass if he has to. All right, Conrad, do we have one more? We have time for one more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do one more.
This is my favorite quote probably from every single season because it is so funny. I'll just read it. Hey, buddy, this is a family place. Put the mouse back in the house.
Okay, I know what that one is. Texters, get in on this. Read it one more time, Conrad. This is a quote from Friends. Guess the character.
Hey, buddy, this is a family place. Put the mouse back in the house.
All right, we'll see who gets this one. That's a great one. And I almost gave it away, saying who.
It's
818 Bridget says Joey again. It is not Joey Bridget. I'm sorry. It's not, right, Conrad? No.
No.
All right. We'll see if Jameson gets this one. Or Jim. Jim, who bailed Bridget out before.
That episode's probably one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, that's a great one. We have to... I want to give a shout out to Mike Clemens, who I'm sorry Mike couldn't make it, but we will obviously reschedule Mike. He's so much fun to talk to. And Mike always has like great documentary recommendations. So we'll get a recommendation from Mike. And I think listeners might be Googling that right now. Jameson loves Friends. Jameson says Gunter about a wee wee. And that's true. The guy had baggy shorts, right? And so, he did not wear, he went commando.
Yeah, he was dating Phoebe at that time.
Right.
The guy, and every time he'd go to Central Park with all the friends, only one of them would notice it at a time.
Right. He was showing brain, as they say.
Because he was going commando wearing shorts.
Robert from the 608 from McFarland says, Chandler, that's a great guess. That was actually my first guess. See, I knew the answer to that one.
But Chandler, Chandler noticed it pretty early on, and he didn't know how to say it.
And he flipped out.
So he just kept showing everyone. He's like, how do we say this?
That's great. Great answers, everybody, and a fun show. Conrad, we got one show before you flit off to Rome.
Yep.
I would like to thank my guest tonight, Rob Paravanian, and let's thank Mike Clemens anyway. He's just a good guy. And all your texts, so much fun, and a lot of listener interaction this week. That makes Nightlight so much more fun. Thank you guys for being part of the show. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. John Davies will be here. I have so much to talk to him about. Brittany Merlot, Bruce Jarko on Friday, and Terry Barr on Friday, reporting live from the Willie Nelson concert. I hope she shares some of that music, too. Have a great night, everybody. This is Pete Schwabba. We'll be back tomorrow with more Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, our good friend Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh joins us to tell us what's going on this week in Oshkosh.
And then we welcome Brian Scott, the news director and general manager of NBC 26. It's going to be a great show.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.